Let us go before the Lord in prayer this morning, asking God to be with us, to watch over us. Father, we come in the name of your Son. We ask you to be a loving, kind, and gentle God as you are. You are so faithful. Lord, we ask that you continue to instruct and guide us. We establish our faith in you, God, teaching us how to be a good vessel, a vessel of good honor and good deeds, God. We need you more than ever right now. We need you to work in our lives, God, through your word, Son, and Spirit to instruct and guide us so we can live our lives worthy of you. We all seek to enter to your kingdom and see your presence, God, to see the new heaven and earth and everything done away with and renewed and stored back as you say in your word, God. We live our lives for this very purpose. We ask you to be with us today. Open up our minds to this teaching. We gain understanding through your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's cover willing vessel as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. As we work to establish our faith in Christ Jesus, we have to be willing to die to the world and live for the Lord. Must be willing to allow God to make us into a vessel worthy for the use for the master. For God made each one of us for a particular purpose. He has a plan to utilize that which he created for his purpose and will. And God wants us to become a willing vessel, useful to him, obedient in word and deed, aligning our lives up with God, changing our thinking into the thinking of God, changing our ways into the ways of God, to become a useful vessel for God. See, to be a willing vessel, we can't hide our plans from God and work outside of God's will. We can't think that God can't see us or see what we're doing. See, we can't think that we can turn things upside down as if we're the pot and God is the clay. Neither can we say to God who formed us that he made a mistake. Our hearts and mind can't get to the point where we quarrel with God. We cannot question the Lord about why he created us this way or why we were born. We must accept the fact that God is the potter and we are the clay. We are the work of God's hand. He is not the work of our hands. See, to be a willing vessel, we need a repentant heart. Be thankful that God gave us life. He gives us a chance to enter into his kingdom. See, the same hand of God used to create us, he used to break and shape us as it seemed fitting to him. See, we are God's creation. He's not our creation. So let us humble ourselves before the Lord and be a vessel for good use, useful to God. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 4 through 6. We must remember who created us, who formed us, who gave us life, who gave us abilities. It was the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 4 to 6 says, "But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as his best to seem, best to him. Then the word of God came to me, 'O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter does?' declares the Lord. Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." See, our hearts and mind can't turn away from God. We can't question the Lord and power and authority. See, when God is trying to correct us, we can't talk back. We can't refuse the Lord. We can't reject God's correction and discipline. What should we say to the one who formed us? When we question why the Lord formed us this way, why he created us with this skin color, why he made us this short, why we was born into this poor family, do we not realize that God has the right to make out of the same lump of clay, some for noble purposes and some for common use? Who knows the mind of God? Who knows the thoughts of God? We should humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. He has a purpose. He created us for a reason. We need to seek the Lord so he can be found by us. So some of us are here to do great things for the Lord, while others are here to experience his loving kindness gentleness and generosity of God, and to gain an understanding in the what type of vessel we are made into, we have to seek God so he can reveal his plan and purpose for our lives. We cannot spend our time kicking against God, waking up every morning, fighting with the Lord, struggling all day, laying down at night and just troubled all night, just fighting against God. We must embrace the blessing that comes from God, no matter the outcome. We must surrender our lives and become a willing vessel, beautiful in the eyes of the Lord. You know, I remember when I had my first car. It was not pretty. It had issues, believe me. But it was mine. And though my father held me, I earned money to purchase it. And though others might not have seen its beauty, I seen it. Because it was for me, it was given to me. I purchased it. It was able to help me. It carried things for me. It got me places. It was a useful vessel for me. So willing vessels created to be used and dipped into and poured out of. We're created to be a vessel for Christ Jesus, not our own, but of God. We're poured into so others can dip into us, so we're poured out of so many can receive. See, a willing vessel is useful for service. The reason God created us was for us to be a service to him. To be a willing vessel allows his whole life to be used for God's purpose, serving the Lord night and day. See, a willing vessel is made for a specific purpose. God created some vessels for honor and some for dishonor. Each designed for a specific purpose to accomplish God's will. So a willing vessel is sturdy and able to handle a lot. A vessel is made strong and it is strengthened when it embraces and able to handle the burden and do under God's mighty hand. So a willing vessel can be reused. A vessel can be renewed and restored. God can take a bad vessel and reshape it into something good and useful. A willing vessel retains its substance. When God pours a blessing into a vessel, it not only benefits the vessel, it also benefits others that touches the vessel. As blessings of God overflows into the vessel, and it flows from the vessel. See, a willing vessel is made from different types of material. We don't all come from the same background, the same race, or the same family. We're all created by God to become a useful vessel for God. See, a willing vessel does not decide its own path. Vessels of God understand they're not their own. They were purchased for a price. Your purpose can only be found in Christ Jesus and in God's will. So a willing vessel could be scrubbed and cleaned up. Through faith in our Lord Christ Jesus, a person could be made clean again. The Lord can graft that vessel back in. It can be scrubbed and cleaned up and made new. So a willing vessel is not of the world. Vessels of the Lord remain connected to the truth of God, connected to the head, Christ Jesus. It's not blown and tossed by the cares of life. It does not have an owner. It knows is the owner's voice. It knows who his master is. It knows who his God is. So a willing vessel can carry more than its weight. A vessel of God does not do what it wants. It does what is required by God, no matter what it is. No, without complaining, it does the will of God. No matter if it has to undergo torment and pressure and persecution, it completes its assignment, even if it costs everything, including the vessel's life. A willing vessel can be easily steered in God. A vessel of the Lord knows its owner's voice. It knows the spirit of the owner. It is willing to be led by the owner every day of the hour, every night and day. The owner of a vessel keeps it as long as it is useful. If a vessel continues to work and do the work of its owner, then the owner will grant the vessel whatever the owner has and keep the vessel in its presence as long as the vessel remains faithful and useful to God. So we have to become a willing vessel of God. We have to become something that God can see as useful. So the Word of God contains several scriptures where God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, referenced the process of molding a person into a priest, like a potter creating a vessel for work, molding us like clay. Go with me to Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. See, God knows what's best for us. We must trust in his unfailing hand to make us into a vessel of service to him, a use to him. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10 says, you made them to be a kingdom, priests to serve our God. And they will reign on earth. So we have to establish and grow our faith in the Lord. So we reach Christian maturity as we've been called. We must allow everything about us to change. That which is in us and that which is on the outside of us, so we're useful to God's purpose, will and use. Even though we were accepted by the Lord, there has to be a point in our faith where we become a willing servant of God. There are too many Christians who have accepted Christ Jesus, but they refuse to obey the commandments of God, obey the word of God. They refuse to be used by God. Many are rebellious toward God. They not allow the Lord to instruct them. They are unwilling to follow Christ Jesus. They are unwilling vessels because they grumble and complain and resist God's will. An unwilling vessel think God exists in their mind. They don't want God's truth. See, an unwilling vessel rushes off the path they're called onto and follow their own path. They follow a sinful lifestyle, sinful desires. They're unwilling to receive godly instructions. An unwilling vessel pays no attention to God. See, an unwilling vessel deceives their friends about the Father in Christ Jesus. They themselves don't receive the truth, and they convince others not to believe. In the middle of their unwillingness, they refuse the knowledge of God's truth found in the Son, Christ Jesus. There are many religious people who are unwilling vessels. They think that through their knowledge of God, they possess eternal life. And even with the knowledge they have, they refuse to obey God. Unwilling vessels do not put into practice what the very scriptures they recite to others. They're missing God's love. It's not stored up in their hearts. It's not active in their faith. See, unwilling vessels are not working to move forward in God's word. They're not working on their salvation. They're focused on this world. They're idle and doing what the Lord, and not doing what the Lord called them to do. They're doing their own thing. Go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 13. See, we're all unwilling vessels. Then the Lord opened our eyes and revealed his plan and gave us understanding and put us to work. And now you and I got to remain willing vessels of God. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 13 says, besides, they get into this habit of being idle and going about from house to house. Not only do they become idlers, but they are also gossiping, busybodies, saying things they ought not to say. See, God is looking for willing vessels, those who receive instructions, who have a fear of God. God has a plan to break those who are unwilling with a rod of iron like potter in his hand and bless those who obey, those vessels who remain willing to do God's will. We are made into a willing vessel. We cannot be hidden. We cannot be silent. We are meant to be set on a lampstand so the work of God can be visible to all. We are a trustworthy vessel who is careful not to become an unwilling vessel by following our own ways or doing things in vain or changing God's word. So be a willing vessel, we must allow God to prepare us. Remain faithful so Christ Jesus gives us authority to do work in his name. We are a chosen vessel made to serve and suffer in the name of Christ Jesus. So a willing vessel knows not to complain and grumble about the burden the Lord has placed on them. We don't question why the Lord requires us to go through what he's called us into. We're a willing vessel. We do not dishonor the Lord by trying to do things our own way, by changing his plan, by walking on another path. We stay to the plan of God. We're a willing vessel, sanctified through the blood of Christ Jesus as we keep our bodies in check. We're not a vessel of sexual immorality. Lord, help us. We're not a vessel of greed. We're not a vessel of unfaithfulness. We're not a vessel of selfishness. We're a chosen vessel, one who knows the will of the Lord. will allow the Spirit of the Lord to correct us, to teach us how to be a vessel of honor. A vessel that is prepared for good work. A willing vessel pursues righteousness and faith, love, and peace with a pure heart. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 to 21. God took an unworthy article like us, and he shaped and made us into an article for noble purpose, for good use. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 and 21 says, in a large house there was articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for noble purposes and some for ignoble. If a man cleanse himself from the latter, he would be an instrument of noble purpose, made holy, useful to the master, prepared to do good works. So a willing vessel of God remained blameless without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. And Apostle Paul taught us to hold fast to God's word so we can rejoice on the day of the Lord. See, a willing vessel is poured out of for God and not for itself. A willing vessel fights the good fight of faith, finishing the race and keeping the faith. See, a willing vessel can be poured into and poured out of. A willing vessel is small in the beginning and is able to pour into something large to strengthen it. A large willing vessel of God can then be used to pour into many small vessels to strengthen this, all to the glory of God, all to be used by God, all shaped by God. See, an unwilling vessel is known by what's on the inside of it. See, an unwilling vessel, I can tell you, an unwilling vessel is unchangeable. It's unchangeable. Nothing God says, nothing God tells it to do, will it do. It's unchangeable. It stays the way it was. Word has come forth, but it has not changed. It's not received and put into practice of the things of God. An unwilling vessel is disobedient. No matter how God tries to instruct an unwilling vessel, no matter what it does, that unwilling vessel just stays disobedient. It refuses to do the will of God. It always tries to do its own thing. It always tries to do what it wants to do and not what God has instructed it to do. See, an unwilling vessel is prideful. It's always concerned about self. It's never concerned about the things of God. See, these things make us an unwilling vessel. And the Word of God says sometimes a little change occurs where an unwilling vessel may put down his pride and may become teachable, see. But still, you're an unwilling vessel because though God is able to teach you, you're disobedient to the teacher. No, God is teaching you his word. His word doesn't change you. See, you're a lukewarm vessel. You're still not useful for God in any way because inside of a lukewarm vessel is this teachable thing. They have the word of God in them. See, but in there also is this disobedience to God's word. Is this unchangeable nature about themselves to where God's word hasn't changed anything about them. So you and I are not trying to be an unwilling vessel. We're not trying to be a lukewarm vessel. But we're asking God to take us and mold us and shape us into a willing vessel of God. See, and then when God starts making us, we allow God to have his reign in our lives and totally be able to change us. See, then we become a person that God can change. Lord, you can shape me, you can form me, Lord, you can mold me into the things that you want me to do. Not only that, God, a willing vessel become fully obedient to what he receives from God. No matter what God tells him to do, he sees it as truth, he holds on to it. See, he's not worried about what it produces, whether great or small. It's a willing vessel, it just obeys, it does the will of God. The last thing you see inside a willing vessel is humbleness. A willing vessel is humble. It's not prideful. It's not selfish. It's always humble. It's always allowing God's purpose to come forth, God's will to come forth. It's not looking to its own, but because it knows it was purchased with a price. It's a willing vessel of God, useful for God. And you and I are trying to become a willing vessel for God. And then God stores up for a willing vessel a crown of righteousness so we can never forget that we were once an unwilling vessel. Then the Lord cleaned us up and he made us, he molded us and he shaped us and he showed us mercy and loving kindness. God poured his love upon us through Christ Jesus and he shaped us and molded us into a willing vessel to serve and to bring God glory. There are many types of vessels. Some are made so God can use them to show his power and might, while others are created to experience God's love, grace, mercy, and to carry out God's will. The question is, what type of vessel are we? We must allow the Lord to break us, to mold us, to reshape us into a useful, wonderful vessel of God. One that would be pleasing to him. That one that he would grant his power and authority to move, to bring God glory. Glory to God. We're all ungodly vessels. Because of God's great love, he's willing to reshape us and change us and break us if he has to. Praise the Lord. Through our belief in Christ Jesus, we can be molded into a useful vessel for God. Thank you, Jesus. See, we was unwilling vessels, unusable by God. We focus on ourselves. We focus on what mattered to us. Then the Lord called us to come forth. We allow the power of God to Christ Jesus by the Spirit of God to reshape us for God's purpose. We allow the Lord to remove the lies, the greed, the selfishness, the pride from our heart and shape us into a willing vessel, a loving vessel, a caring vessel. We gave up our thoughts and ways so our mind was reshaped to take on the attitude of Christ Jesus. And seeing God reshaped us into a useful vessel. He's able to pour into us so others can receive. See, we're a vessel of honor now. We're a vessel that obeys. See, God reorders our steps. See, so we obey. We humble ourselves so we know how to love others. We become a willing vessel, a vessel that can be used to pour into others so their lives can change and be like Christ Jesus. We become a willing vessel made of honor, formed to walk and talk like Christ Jesus, to mimic the Lord in every way. We are a willing vessel of God. God has taken out the bad and put in the good. See, we... Lord help us when God starts pouring into a willing vessel and he starts blessing it. And see that the overflow doesn't just stay within, they allow it to be poured out of so others can receive. And then God pours more into that willing vessel, and that willing vessel is made better and it's able because everything that touches, everything that comes in contact with a willing vessel, they receive because that vessel is able to release the blessings of God and let it go and touch other lives and help the increase of other lives. See, we keep thinking the increase is for us. No, it's the increase for the glory of God. See, so a willing vessel has to let the increase flow from them and touch other lives, and other lives become more mindful of God, more willing to do God's will for their lives. It's an increase in the kingdom of God, not in the increase in your bank account, not in the increase of your possession, but the increase increases the God kingdom, the lives and souls that are able to be connected to Christ Jesus, that flow into the kingdom of God. We're a willing vessel of God to bring God glory, to bring glory to our Lord Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give you honor and glory for all that you do, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for taking us and reshaping us and molding us and giving us a right mind and giving us right understanding about increase and prosperity, God. Let it overflow, God. Let us be a willing vessel, God, so many can increase, that your kingdom will increase, God. Your throne, God, will be honored because you have so many willing vessels before you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for guiding our hearts and minds into the truth of God. We ask, Lord, that you bless and touch those who hear this message. Teach them, Lord, how to be a willing vessel. Let there be overflow. Let there be increase in the kingdom of God. many souls would be saved, making it through the narrow road into the kingdom of God, because those vessels that were called by God became willing vessels, and they allowed what was poured into to be poured out of. Willing vessel of God, useful for the master. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. May God bless us and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen.